Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it is July 18th, 2024. A wonderful Thursday for y'all. I'm Atrell Pearl, and of course, it is time for your TNA Impact post-show. We are home, baby. We're going to Slammiversary this Saturday night. Gonna have a post show here on youtube.com/Fightful. Myself, Crest the Star, and of course it's a pay-per-view, so the one and only Steven Jensen will be joining us as well. I will be at the show in Montreal. I am looking forward to it. I'm hoping that I will be able to join from the get-go of the post show. I will let everyone know how that goes. But regardless, we're here to talk about the go home to TNA Slammiversary with tonight's TNA Impact. And of course, Cresta Starr is here. How you doing, Cresta?
I'm doing well. I had a good time tonight with the show. I was really impressed overall. A lot of cluster hex and quite a few DQs tonight. Something TNA doesn't normally get into, but I lived. I genuinely enjoyed it. And you know I'm a first class hater, but I even enjoyed them coming out tonight because it made sense.
Got some feelings on that. I like AJ Francis. Don't know why that happens. Anyway, you know why you're here and why this happens. So go ahead and leave a thumbs up on the video, of course. If you're listening to us on audio after the fact, go ahead, leave a 5-star review. That gets us into your friends' ears and the wrestling fans of your life listening to our good old content. It's new content, but it's like good old, you know, old new. Anyway, listen to us here on Fightful and, of course, on all audio platforms. Leave us a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or you can go to humperchats.com. Cresta, tell them about it and the things.
You go to humperchats.com. You take your fingers. You take your thumbs. You go to humperchats.com. You put your dollar amount in there. We get to keep a little bit more. You put your comment amount in there. We get to read it on air. Like, hey, Cresta. Hey, Joel Pearl. Why are you guys such haters? We'll read it. We'll get to keep a little bit of the money, and all of the money's going to Sean Ross Sapp recovering from Effie beating him up. Humperchats.com.
Well, we open the show tonight with discussion of Sean Ross Sapp getting beat up by Effie tonight at GCW. Believe me.
That's awesome, though. I didn't see it, so I'm taking your word for it.
It was a very, listen, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, very, very proud of Sean. He puts his reputation, his neck out on the line. He does this because he wants to entertain, he wants to be entertaining, and he wants to raise money for various charities and various causes. So I one of the reasons why I love doing work at Fightful is because I know that the people I work with are doing good things for the interest and for the fun of entertainment. So Sean and Effie put on a very fun match tonight. It was a plunder match. It was good stuff. Go watch it if you have the time and you have the ability to watch GCW. Go watch the match. It's not long. It's long enough to not overstay its welcome. But again, I just want to put it out there. Very proud of Sean. Very happy to call him a friend. Very happy to call him a boss. So go check it out. Good match. He deserved everything he got in that match.
I had said on Twitter, of all the times in my life I wanted to see one of my bosses like get beat up, why is it the one boss I like? That's crazy. That's crazy.
You ever have a boss go through a door?
Yikes. He's going to feel that in the morning.
You're about to see it. Go check out that match. It's so good. TNA tonight was pretty good. There was a lot of really good stuff on the show. There was some stuff that I always take issue with when it comes to TNA having a pre-taped show. I know not every show can be live, but I wish they would get a little bit more clever with how they splice things in. The stuff with NXT has worked well. They did the Treehouse segment with the Rascals. I almost called them the Renegades for some reason. With the Rascals, they did the Treehouse segment. We'll talk about that. I like that they were able to splice that in. I like that they were able to give you the NXT replay and have Hannafin talk over it. Good stuff. And it doesn't sound like it was like randomly added. It's good. I don't like, when we fast forward to the main events, the Nemeth interruption. I don't like the way it was shot. I don't like the way it was presented. I don't. And again, they are victims of having a taped show. And so they have to work with what they have. But there has to be, if this TNA ownership, if this group wants to take things seriously, professionally, whatever, send a camera, send somebody, do something to make sure that you have your ducks in a row and that it's not Nick sitting in a very blurry video on his iPhone trying to, you know, tell people that he's okay. You didn't need that. So again, the dichotomy of having a tape show versus live, that was like the one thing that really took me out of the night, was just the way that they had to splice in some things that didn't really either need to be spliced in or were just poor quality additions.
Yeah, the Nemeth thing, the way that it cut in wasn't, I don't want to say that it was believable via satellite. You know what I mean? Like, there was no way that was a call. And then also it was like, it was just very jarring because of the hard cut. Outside of that, maybe I'd be too dumb. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. I don't got no complaints. I'm sorry, Joe Pearl.
No, don't worry. We'll find something too.
We'll find something to complain about.
Nobody match, no quarter catch crew team of Charlie Dempsey, Tavian Heights, and Miles Bourne. They defeat the Rascals. Now, it's not the Rascals with Wesley. It's Rascals as in Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, and Kushida. Now, before anyone who doesn't know asks, once again, when you have a pre-tape show and you haven't done the reveal, you're kind of stuck. So Rascals are teaming with Kushida in this one. But I give TNA full marks for this, Cresta. We sat here a few weeks back and we talked about the partnership with TNA and NXT. And when everyone was asking, you know, where are the Rascals? When are we doing the Rascals reunion? I said, you gotta babyface the Rascals first. Uh-huh. Because if you don't do that, then you don't have a story. Because Wes Lee is a very popular babyface character in NXT. And the Rascals were the heeliest of heel assholes who were cheating to win at every turn in TNA. You had to find a way to get that heat on them. I think bringing in No Quarter Catch Crew was the right answer and the right way to do it. They had him team up with Kushida, Wentz and Miguel. It was fine because, again, they're trying to move forward the Kushida and Gresham story. Jonathan Gresham comes out towards the end of the match and lures Kushida out of the match. And then it all kind of breaks down. No Quarter Catch Crew get the win when Trey Miguel's taken out of the match. And then Wentz gets hit with the Tavian Heights belly to belly, a Bourne neck breaker. And then Dempsey hits the Dragon Suplex for the win. Again, solid match. Good stuff. There was some storyline development, which I appreciated. And then we could talk about the post show. But let's start with the match. What did you think about all that?
I thought the match itself, if I'm being quite honest, was once again a showcase for Wentz and Dempsey. And no disrespect to everybody else still in that match, but it was really a Wentz and Dempsey showcase. And I wasn't mad about that. I do like what you said about having No Quarter Catch Crew. That's a mouthful, that name. I'm going to go ahead and say that's a mouthful.
NQCC, if you want to get... Nope, not much better.
CQC, baby. I don't know. We're going to work on that. It took a while to get Shield. That's all I'm saying. It took a while. They're working on it. but it was a good match overall. The double back elbow from Kushida onto, I think it was Tavion and Dempsey. Okay, I do have something to complain about. I don't know why Kushida got tricked by Mr. Gresham, Octopus Man. To me, that doesn't make any sense. But it does if you think about the bigger picture, turning the Rascals babyface. Not mad at it per se, but it kind of makes Kushida look silly. If anything, like, you're so focused on Gresham, who's here every week, rather than these guys and the other guys who's here every week, who you said you would have their back. You know what I mean? Overall, the match itself was good, though. I like No Quarter Catch Crew. They are somebody that if I had time to watch wrestling on Tuesdays, I would absolutely watch them on Tuesdays.
The Rascal, sorry, the Kushida and Gresham stuff makes sense because Kushida has been obsessed with trying to figure out what became of Jonathan Gresham and what the ink has done to him and all that. So like it made sense because he's been obsessing over that. They did the triple threat. It was Kushida, Gresham and Speedball not too long ago. That was last week, actually. And again, the story was Gresham and Kushida still going at it while Speedball eventually gets the win. So like it made sense. Casual Gresham was hilarious coming out in his gym wear and his mask.
And this, bro, like, do you sleep with that on?
Listen, someone who had an interview and is the Knockouts champion can ask that question and answer it.
Bro, we came out in the gym clothes, like the regular clothes, and then the face paint on the bottom and the mask. I'm like, yo, you don't even have a match. You're a clown for that. You're a clown for that. You're a clown for that.
I love that they called this trio the Time Smokers at one point. I thought that was really cute.
There's them if you got them.
little fun things that worked for me. But overall, the match was solid. Like I said, the best thing that they could have done to babyface the Rascals was to have No Quarter Catch Crew join. And by the way, it's now official. It's Slammiversary. Rascals versus No Quarter Catch Crew. So it's going to be Des Wentz and Miguel taking on Heights, Dempsey, and
it's Bourne. Not Dez, it's Wes.
Contractually, it could be whatever the hell they wanted to be.
They were beefing about it in the treehouse,
and that's what we're going to talk about next. The treehouse is back. Dez is Wes, even though Trey refuses to call him that. It's very funny stuff. This is the interesting thing about where this partnership is and what the expectations are upon it. They want to do the smoke. Wentz and Miguel both want to do the smoking gimmick. And Wes is like, no, can't do it. And you know why it is. It's the WWE-ified version of himself. Like, he can't do it. And then, of course, they make allusion to it after they say, maybe we'll do the match at Slammiversary. And, like, they do the camera thing and that's it. So it was fun. But I was like, oh, man, they really did have to WWE-ify the Wesley character on TNA. And other than that, it's just the treehouse is back. And that part is heartwarming as hell. This whole reunion has been so fun to see as someone who covers TNA. What do you think of that treehouse stuff? And just the feeling of like being someone who covers TNA and talking about this stuff to talking about the bigger, you know, company.
I'm not going to hold you. Seeing the Rascals back together, especially in a TNA setting and not just in a WWE setting, is really nice. It's super heartwarming. Now, I don't understand why he couldn't do the stoner gimmick when we literally just had Matthew Riddell doing the stoner gimmick. You literally had RVD doing it. You could do a little ha-ha-hee-hee, make a joke when he comes back to NXT. Like, yo, has this person been tested? I don't trust them. They were hanging out in that tree house the other. I think there's ways to do it. However, I'm not mad at the way we did get it. Because at the end, they cut to and you hear the lighter click. And they're like, yo, I thought the camera was cut. And I'm like, okay, that's funny. All right, I get you. But I also understand what you mean. If you're used to the old aesthetic where it's like 2 seconds in, it's all gassy. And you're like, whoa, I can understand.
Yeah, the nostalgia was lost. But you know, like you get it. You know why it's happening that way. You know what they're doing. But I think people are just kind of happy to see that Wes is doing TNA stuff. And that, sorry, not Wentz, that Dez is doing, or Wesley is doing NXT stuff. Oh my God. Basically,
you're confusing yourself.
Yeah, I'm confusing myself. Wesley is doing TNA stuff and Wentz is doing NXT stuff, because of course he did have a time in NXT and his release was one that had a lot of people, you know, had a lot of people talking. And again, the stance very much softened on Wentz when, you know, he went back to TNA and everything was kind of figured out. Yeah. I'm doing laps around myself because I'm still packing in my head. My bag is there and it's almost done, but it's not 100%. My train's
TNA, Montreal, bus, yeah. Another bus, post-show, bus.
There's no bus. My train is early in the morning, but I have to be up at 6 a.m. I'm not flying this time. I decided I'll take the comfy route. Well, the flights are comfy. Anyway, Sia Brookside defeats Alicia Edwards. Also added to this countdown to Slammiversary show is a very interesting Fatal 4-Way. Sia Brookside, Tasha Steelz, Giselle Shaw, and Fabia Pacci from AAA. I was really happy to see that addition to the show. And also, I was a little surprised. They're not doing, there's no Queen of the Mountain match. There's no Ultimate X match, which I don't think they needed to add. But I thought maybe we would do something because it's Slammiversary. Instead, they're just doing a straight up four-way match with all these women. Nice to see some AAA encouragement and inclusion. She defeats Zaya Brookside. Zaya Brookside defeats Alicia Edwards. I can speak. I promise I can do this show. Match is fine. I don't have much to add. Spitfire stops Masha Slamovich from getting involved, and Brooksy Bomb gets the win for Zaya Brookside. Go ahead.
I will say Alicia's gear looked really nice. Alicia, to me, did a fantastic job this match. Maybe these two just have really good chemistry, but I thought Alicia was out here. She was in the kitchen tonight. She was trying to cook something, and I was here for it. Alicia really did good. I'm not saying that Zaya did not. Zaya always does good, but I think a lot of people give Alicia flack, and she looked amazing tonight in the ring. I mean, I'm not mad at it, but like, damn, pinning your tag champion. I mean, not for nothing. Zaya Brooks, I could take a loss, but I get it. And now she's going to be in a tag team. I smell Franken team on the horizon.
They're going to do a Franken team, and it looks like Spitfire is potentially on route to recapturing the Knockouts tag titles. They Lars Fredriksson did a thing where he said, I'm done with y'all. You know, you can do it. I did what I needed to do, and I am off. So it looks like that. It looks like Spitfire is going to find their way back to the Knockouts titles.
I'm not mad at it.
It's fine. Speedball Mike Bailey, I was not mad at this. He comes out and he demands a match with Mustafa Ali tonight. And then Ali says from the screen, if you can beat my upgraded security and campaign Singh, you can have the match tonight. So the Secret Service gauntlet is on. Speedball beats them all. So many sunglasses, Cresta. So many sunglasses. And then campaign Singh gets his big heat promo. Thank you for that. I don't have mine next to me. They're in my bag. Anyway, Ultimate Weapon gets the win for Speedball. And then Ali comes out dressed up as a Secret Service guy wearing a mask and then uses a nightstick and forces the referee to count a pin. After the match, Ali's like, hey, I beat him. Match is off. Not doing it at Slammiversary. And then, of course, in comes Santino Marella because he has to. And he says, no, the match is still happening. And if you no show, I'm stripping you of the title and I'm firing you. And I hope that Speedball kicks your ass. And I'm like, oh, OK, a little bias here. Okay, sure, whatever. And then Ali says, well, what happens to Speedball will be on your hands. This was really good stuff. I've enjoyed this build. I liked what they did tonight. I like that Speedball showed fire and just came out and did the thing. What did you think about all this?
My first note is, what in the Danielson storyline is this? Because of the gauntlet, where you got to be all those people, and then you can maybe fight Triple H for the title. Or whatever it was, I wasn't watching it. That was my reference. That popped me. I don't care if it didn't pop anyone else. That popped me. It was fine. I mean, like, I literally went to the kitchen, got something to drink, came back, and Ali was out there. And I was like, well...
That's the way it goes.
I'm sure it'll be a slobber knocker. I'm sure Ali is going to cheat old boy out his boots.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it'll be a lot of fun. There is a spot in the campaign Singh Speedball match that I want to highlight, and I thought this was great. Singh goes for the sharpshooter, and as he's teasing the sharpshooter, Speedball counters it into a small package. I thought that was both excellent, and I think we might see that again on Saturday.
It's and the most devastating move on sports entertainment.
Less the small package, more just they've been doing the sharpshooter stuff. It's Montreal, you know, everyone wants to do a screw job type of gimmick. This is the match that's going to lean into it the most. Although maybe AJ Francis will. We'll see. But regardless, I think that they're trying to really, because they've been using the sharpshooter a lot, and it feels like they're trying to do something with it. So I like that it was part of this match, but it was done in a way where people had a counter.
Yeah.
Something like that. I do appreciate that there was good storytelling in a match that was otherwise beating up Secret Service guys.
And I'm not mad at that. For the record, let me go ahead and say nothing's wrong with just pressing A and beating up all the putties. Nothing's wrong with that.
That's my favorite part of all the games that I play.
It's a favorite.
Yeah. My biggest gripe with the Nintendo Switch is if you're playing the original Nintendo games on it, A and B on the original Nintendo was like it would basically be mapped out like A and B, sorry, like A and B, right? Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't work like that on the Switch. But I then found out apparently X and A is right for like the gamer in you that wants to hold B and press A to jump and like not have to feel weird. It's a button mapping thing.
It's I think it is very important, the nerdy gamer in me, that when you're playing with controllers, you have a strong ergonomic style, but also what you learned on is what you're going to be the most comfortable with. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I have a SNES controller USB and also have a NES controller USB because I have no time.
Hold on. Vamp for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys had a good time. And if you're having a great time, this is the perfect time to give us a thumbs up on this video. We can't wait to talk to you more about TNA while Joe Pearl digs through his garbage to find his GameCube controller.
USB GameCube controller.
I live.
Because I decided I wanted to start playing, this was years ago, Mario Sunshine, probably during the pandemic.
Okay, so makes sense.
I bought this stupid thing just for the one game. And talking about childhood, a USB N64 controller.
Man, those controllers used to shrek my thumb trying to play Super Smash Brothers or Mario Party.
You know what the worst part is? I can't put a rumble pack in this thing because it's a USB 3D printed special.
So why'd you put that there? You could have left that blank. Don't play with my emotions.
It's a great controller, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling and gaming, Fightful Selects.
Hey, man, I started on this platform as a gaming guy. They gave me a Twitch channel called Fightful Gaming. It still exists. We still stream there, but less video games these days. Anyway.
Well, get into it.
Tag Team Championships are on the line. The system, they kind of beat the Hardy Boys. It's a DQ when Dango interferes. I'm sorry, they call him JDC now. This was fine. They're going to go back to it. They're a victim of circumstance in that Jeff Hardy will not be in Montreal for Slammiversary. In fact, they just announced officially it's going to be Matt Hardy versus JDC at Slammiversary. So some of these matches are kind of coming in at the last minute, but they're ones that we kind of assumed were happening over the last couple of weeks. So they made it official. That happens at Slammiversary, Matt Hardy, JDC. And it happens because JDC comes out, he takes out Jeff Hardy and they have to stretcher him out. And then Rebby's in the back and she's been laid out and she says it was JDC. She insists it was him. Part of me was like, they're really going to have the wife join with JDC in the system afterwards because she's faking it. It felt weird. It just felt, you know, her being like, it was JDC. The finger pointing was a little too on the nose for me. Regardless, the tag team match itself was good. Like, they did the back and forth stuff. There was a lot of talk about the system dominance and how they've had the titles, you know, since Hard to Kill or around that time. And since then, it's been all about the system build. And I talked about this with Jeremy Lambert. The system build has been the main TNA focal point since the rebrand. And I think that's been good because, again, you and I have said it's good to have a heel faction that everybody hates collectively and doesn't just have like, I like this one, but I don't like this. No, everyone collectively doesn't like them. And then you got the Hardys. Hardys are the Hardys.
And you got the hardest crazy.
This is the thing. It's like, we know what this is. And it's fine. It's a nostalgia run and it's probably not going to be long. And Matt and Jeff, it feels like testing the waters to go back to do something else somewhere else. Maybe with a company that they're currently doing a partnership with, but like the main roster of it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I will tell you what I liked before I get into my speculation or my thoughts. I like they came out to Jeff's music. Jeff's music will always be a banger to me.
That's the Hardys 99 me. That's the Hardys WWF theme.
I love it. I don't care. They can play it a million times.
Their theme.
I have to find my notes because it's a hot mess. The jawbreaker was nice. Eddie Edwards slapping Matt Hardy in the stomach like that. I don't want to say it's a senior citizen, but like, geez, like you, why you slap that man like that? That was unnecessary. He slapped the hell. Like he Ric Flair chest chopped that man's whole stomach. That was rude as hell. I don't know, man. These are my feelings. I don't know, man. I hate the system. They're good heels. But why y'all had to do my man Jeff like that? JDC being, bro, it was a murder scene. He was out there on serial killer time tonight. He was on Chris Jericho killing everyone a part of that one crew. Like, bro, like, what's wrong with you? Not mad at it, but I feel like at this point, you put your hands on this man's wife. You took out his brother. Who he took out last week? Did he take out Matt the first time?
I'm going to be honest, I can't remember, but let's just go with it.
That's fine. Let's say yes for the sake of argument. At this point...
Well, JDC took out... No, that was Kazarian. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, this has to end one of two ways because JDC is ramping it up and he either needs to become like a psycho violent or Matt Hardy needs to go in that lake of reincarnation and wake JDC up. I don't know. Because at this point, like, JDC just needs to be a jerk. I think he just needs to beat up Matt Hardy and I don't want that. But I think in order for the character and the story eventually have it run back, he need to beat up Matt. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, JDC is being a jerk.
He is. And it's great.
It's good. No, it's good stuff. But it's like, damn. Well, my scale is Randy Orton and Moose. He's like, at this point, are you becoming Moose? Are you already put your hands on a woman? So you Randy Orton? Are you going to burn someone's house down like Randy Orton and Moose? Like, what are we doing here? I'm with it, but I want it. You know what I mean?
Well, this is what you're supposed to want from any member of the system. You want someone that you're going to boo completely anytime, mm-hmm. anywhere. JDC, Dango is one of those guys. We enjoyed his presentation before he left because it was stupid meta BS and like we laughed at it, but that's gone. And the new presentation is so much better and you want to hate him. And I like that. He's just trying to ingratiate himself with the system. Ever since he's gotten back, he's trying to prove himself to Moose. He beat up ABC. He's gone after Santana. Santana came out after this match, beats up JDC. They were supposed to have a match. And then Santana, who's already like bleeding through his bandage.
That was gnarly, bro.
That was very disturbing. And they do a thing where JDC ends up, he's bleeding at the end of this. It's a blood feud. And this is going to play into my comments later when we talk about the Slammiversary contract signing. But Santana going after JDC is for a good reason. This is the last thing I'm going to add about the presentation. Dear TNA production crew, I like what you're trying to do. You're trying to do the WWE in-ring introductions for your title matches. I get it. You need to get a better camera for it. And I'm not suggesting the 8K with the bokeh. I'm not. But you need a better white balance camera and you just need a better look for it. Because otherwise it looks like you're doing low rate WWE where you're focusing in, your camera guy's in the ring, focusing on Jade and then doing the challenger and then doing the champions. I get what you're doing and it's different and it works, but don't get too cute. Other than that, it's a good idea.
What he said, I support Joel's rights and Joel's wrong. So what he said,
I'm never wrong. It's okay.
Period.
Hannafin is with Jordan Grace. This is a little something to get you ready for her Knockouts championship match at Slammiversary. Really the big takeaway for me was, while it was a solid showcase segment, they made reference to the fact that it was Jordan Grace's had the second most title defenses in a single title reign. That's a lot of words to say. She's tied with Deonna Purrazzo, and the only person ahead of her is Taya Valkyrie. I feel like they're going to try to break that record. And they also talked a lot about the NXT and WWE appearances. Obviously, the Rumble is where it started. And then they talk about Ash by Elegance and like her appearance at Battleground. And this is the only important line you need. At one point, Jordan Grace calls the personal concierge, also known as George Iceman, a personal ringside cuck.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
There's a joke in there about sometimes I like to watch From the Closet dressed as Superman. If you get the reference, you get the reference.
That was what made that segment entirely worthwhile.
I mean, I liked it in the sense of, if you think about, they're talking about, besides everything else, just this run of Jordan's Grace's title run has been this action-packed. And what is this, like, she beat Naomi at the beginning of the year, so maybe 6-7 months, you know? And this is someone who I have been heralding, put the heavyweight championship on her, make her champ. If this is someone you want to have beat Taya's record, which honestly, that's a very impressive record in and of itself to be tied with Deonna, why not? If I am TNA, I am doing everything I can to keep Grace and Joe Hendry, because Papa Fed is like, yeah, they're doing the Birdman. I'm doing anything she wants. You want me to do jumping jacks? I'm back there like, 1, 2. If she want, to be champ, you want to hold trio champions, we do it just for you. But if I'm TNA, yes, you did all of this stuff while you were with TNA. Please remember this.
I'm a little annoyed that they brought up what Ash did to Jessica Havoc, because ain't nobody remember that, because they never capitalized on it.
They're trying to make her look. Okay, Joel, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a fair and honest question.
Sure.
Do you think Ash by Elegance is going to pin Jordan Grace?
No, because I've mentioned this on multiple shows. What I would like to see and what I could see is she gets squashed in a minute. Jordan Grace grabs the mic and says, no. This was exactly what I knew it would be. Give me someone legit. And out comes Natalya. Because nobody knew what Natty's contract status was. And she had been doing stuff with NXT for the last few months leading up to her expiration on the contract. And now that she is officially re-signed, or at least it's out there and it's known, it would have been really cool if we hadn't found out and Natty showed up at TNA. I would like to see that. I have made that call for a while now. There's no reason to have a competitive matchup with Ash, because they only had her beat down one person one time. And for anyone telling me there's not a snowball chance, you might.
This is pro wrestling, baby. I've seen stranger things happen. I've seen stranger things.
You might eat your word. Now, with all this in mind, Natty is also the only person who can easily show up literally anywhere and be, and it's okay. People will, because she has flown that WWE flag for her entire career, her entire life. So they let her get away. And with Ash, someone mentioned in the chat, all she's done is beat enhancement talent and then a couple of little things here and there. Again, going back to the Havoc thing, I don't like it because it's the only time where she's shown any mean streak and they never went back to it. She did the little thing with Xia Brookside. And like I said, when they announced the match, they knew she was going to Australia. They knew she was going to be away for the final set of tapings before the pay-per-view. And they still went with this match. And I'm really hoping that they do something to what I've been talking about, where they have her get squashed, because she hasn't been a serious competitor. There's no reason that Ash by Elegance should be getting a title shot other than the I got under your skin, so I got you title shot. And I don't like that in my wrestling most of the time. So that's why I'm really hoping that they do something where it's a squash and they say, give me something better. And again, Jordan has been the only person who continues to go after every single NXT talent you can think of. This is one more. This is the, I couldn't call it the final boss, but it's someone who'd be a high stock raiser. And they've wanted this match. Both Grace and Natty have publicly talked about it.
Not mad at it. I do like that reasoning and explanation. But the point I was trying to get to is that you still got to sell the illusion that she could do something. She could win. Stranger things have happened before in professional wrestling. Yeah, it could be a DQ. And they're trying to, in my opinion, they're trying to reference that, you know, Ash does have this mean streak. She did beat up Havoc, who was somebody who was like your enforcer. So I get what they're trying to do, but I agree with you 100%. It's like, there's no way, like, just the buildup to it, unless it's super cheating time or you're getting squashed and somebody else is coming back, like Rosemary stalking you. I would love to see Natalia, even if it's, I don't know, somebody else. You know what I mean? If it's a competitive match, fiddle me timbers. I won't be mad at it. I would let her cook. I would let her cook. But if you're going to cook, you're going to have to cook. And I think she would have a lot to prove if she's playing from behind. And I think it does her no favors by trying to make a competitive match that people aren't even remotely believed in. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, I think it does her better to, for right now in her character, cheat to win. If she is, or go, sis, you got to take that grace drive, take that juggernaut bomb, girl. Ooh.
I think that they haven't done a lick of build for Ash. Mm-hmm. Going into this match, they had her
walk. Hold on.
This is the best part of my night. What I was trying to say was they've had her watch stuff happen.
I don't know, dude.
That was amazing.
I am so sorry. My cats have been fighting all day, like fighting like alley cats, and it's really about to be blood and guts in my house. I have to break them up early, and I can't. I'm so sorry.
Have you considered putting them in separate cages?
We did, and they were fine. And now it's just like, yo, Bully Ray's back. She's running it back. I'm so sorry.
And that's why people watch the show. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was the idea that Ash has not been factored into anything. She did the beachside video, which looked awful last week, and they didn't have her at all involved in the show tonight. So I don't think that this should be a match that lasts long, and they shouldn't be giving her anything out of it because she hasn't factored in. She's been nowhere. It's been useless.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because it's like I was hopeful and I want her to do well. I don't like to put out that, well, this person, I'm not going to pay attention to them, because I always believe in professional wrestling, you're one gimmick or one storyline away from being the greatest of all time, period. But it's kind of like, I don't know if it's a storyline or whatever it is. I'm like, girl, I'm not interested. And it's sad. It's sad. I want to be. But it's like, if Grace doesn't win, I'm low-key going to be like, wait. Like, cheating has to happen. Like, cheating.
And I don't want cheating because there's no reason to.
There's no reason to cheat. I mean, if I'm Ash by Elegance, there's every reason to cheat. That's Jordan Grace. I gotta hit it with a tranquilizer or something. That's Jordan Grace. And even then, I don't think they'll take her out.
It just doesn't look good. So I would just leave it out. TNA World Title contract signing happens. Moose Alexander, Steve McClain, as he's now known. It's going to be fun talking to him about that one. Joe Hendry and Frankie Kazarian are there. And they
have a soundboard for that now, Joel.
Yeah, is it this one?
That's crazy. It's actually. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Not the Nicki Minaj one.
Couldn't even hear it, and it still was a failure.
I don't believe in anything right now. I got cats fighting at the wrong soundboard. Cresta's fire, bro. When Sean comes too, he's like, yo, Cresta, sending you 2 weeks right now.
Okay. I just saw Effie. He tweeted out, thank you. I now own Fightful, but I'm giving it back to Sean because I don't have any additional time for wrestling content. To which that's I just fair. Replied, wait, can you give me a raise first?
Wait a minute. Don't do it yet. Do tops two.
I need a thing. Hold on
before you give it back. Hold on, I almost choked for this.
So Nick Nemeth comes on the screen, and again, what I really just didn't understand was why they had him shoot this thing on his iPhone, and that it just whatever quality check this was supposed to pass, it didn't. And that just really frustrates me. And he says he's got a partially torn labrum, but he's still going to be cleared for Slammiversary. Why did they play that? And why was it allowed? And why did they think that this was going to be important to the segment? Why didn't Santino say it? If they knew that he was going to be cleared and still part of the match, why was it? Why? Because they wanted to add a little sympathy for Nick Nemeth? It just, it didn't work for me. it didn't make sense that you added it. If Nick, honestly, if Nemeth had been in a nice room and it was like a, you know, if it was shot well, I probably would have been okay with it. But instead,
maybe it was in a hospital room or something.
Sure, whatever it is. If it was shot on a proper camera, I would have been fine with it. But instead, it was what it was. And it was nonsensical. It felt like an extra added piece just to get all the guys in the match involved in this segment. Someone mentions a Twitter exclusive. There have been plenty of those tonight. TNA does a good job of using their socials for that stuff. Could have done that too. I agree.
I would have rather Joe Hendry do a music video on everybody in there, like a group, like a "Tell Me Why You Guys All Suck," not Joe Hendry. Like, I would have taken that.
The only thing is, they're starting to make Joe Hendry a serious competitor.
You can do both.
You can. I think for the world title, you gotta go leave the laughy laughs at home for a bit.
I seen The Rock sit in an arena. The
Rock didn't get his first world title.
That's fair. That's also fair.
AJ Francis and Rich Swann, they show up and they say that they're actually the main event of Slammiversary because AJ Francis is going to take on PCO. We're going to run down the card after we talk about the show. Yeah, then AJ Francis says, "Yeah, I like the other guys in the ring, but Joe Hendry, you suck." Santino tells Francis to leave. Francis says no. He threatens Santino. PCO appears from under the ring. He takes out First Class. It's a breakdown. Hendry puts Moose through a table, so Joe Hendry will not be winning the title on Saturday.
Same thing.
Moose is going to pin Joe Hendry. It's going to be the final two. Mike Santana is going to win the world title at Bound for Glory.
Tell me why.
Joe Hendry will go into NXT and have a great match against Ethan Page for the NXT championship at one of the Tuesday night sci-fi shows.
Remember when I said, if I am TNA, I'm doing everything I can to keep one Joseph Hendry, you know, Hendry happy?
Hendry's happy. I think a lot of people put stock in the idea of giving titles as the way to make wrestlers happy. A lot of wrestlers are not those types.
I'm not a wrestler.
Well, someone said this about Speedball the other day, and I was like, I can guarantee you that a title is not the thing that makes someone like Speedball happy. That's not what keeps someone around. Everyone's different. And that's the thing. We talk about it whenever there's a free agency or contract coming up. We don't know any aspirations. We don't know what people look for. But I can tell you, for some certain wrestlers and some certain, they don't think that a title is the reason to stick around. Hendry's getting a lot of attention. Uh-huh. He knows what he's capitalizing on, and he's doing a great job with it. Could TNA call an audible and have him win the title? Because it, like, between when they taped in Philly and Saturday, 100%, because it's been a few weeks at this point. I don't know what to expect, but I feel like Santana is the guy that they're really building to.
You know, and this is also going back to when we talked about there's so many players. They're top heavy. I'm thinking there's Nemeth, there's Macklin, of course there's Alexander, Santana, there's Matt Hardy, there's Hendry. And that's just people I can think of, not even digging deep in my bag. You know what I mean? So I'm happy that there's so much diversity. And eventually, now I'm not saying this will happen, and I think AJ Francis is a great heel, but AJ Francis is someone who would worm their way into the world title scene and it'd be totally acceptable. You know what I mean? In the confines of his character and what they've been doing with First Class, totally acceptable. But again, I do think that speaks to the testament of talent that's in the top end for the heavyweight title. So no matter who, you know, whether Joe Hendry, that's his motivation or not, I'm ascribing my aspirations to him. And I don't know that man from a can of paint. I'm making it up in my brain. You know what I mean? So it's like, I hope that it's a good match no matter what, but they're top heavy. So no matter who it is, whether it's Santana or Nemeth or Hardy or returning somebody, you know what I mean? It's going to be good, but that's just how good the roster is regardless.
And regardless of how you feel about TNA, you can always subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. We're going to run down TNA Slammiversary in a minute. Charlotte Renegades backstage at AEW, we reported that. Over on FightfulSelect.com, Sammy Guevara is in the news. He might be returning to AEW soon. Guess what? FightfulSelect.com had the scoop. You want an In the Weeds Q&A? Guess what? Jeremy and I, we did one on Wednesday. That dropped as well over on FightfulSelect.com. All the scoops, all the content, all the best stuff. We got it. We do it. And there's going to be more over Slammiversary weekend. I'm telling you. Let's talk about this card. A bunch of matches have been dropped literally while we've been on the air. We mentioned the four-way knockouts match. This is all the countdown stuff. Steels, Apache, Shaw, and Brookside. Who do you think is walking out of that four-way?
Shaw's got incredible momentum. If not Shaw, then Steels, because I think they might want to try to build her up again, but I could see Shaw taking that.
I think it's between Shaw and Brookside, and I think Giselle Shaw is going to get the win, and she'll probably pin Fabi Apache.
I was thinking that too, or Steels.
Luchadors in TNA. What happens? Although we've been proven wrong before. Kushida versus Jonathan Gresham has been added to the countdown as well, so we're running that back. Again, we had this conversation once upon a time. Gresham winning to have a big undefeated streak to eventually challenge to the X Division championship with Speedball's the champion. We're back on this track again, I guess.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Because, like, my heart says I'm a fan of Jonathan Gresham, but I haven't connected with this character quite as yet. So I want Kushida, but it's going to be a good match. I don't know who wins. I'm not going to hold you. I don't know who wins.
I've got Gresham. That's who I think is going to win this match.
You think Kushida's going to become a little squid man?
I mean, I could see it. Have you seen the sides of his hair? And it's like four and four, like a squid.
Time squitters?
No, that's... Stop it. Stop it. What are we doing?
Grow up, Cresta. I'm sorry. It's funny. I don't care. Time squitters is funny.
Knockouts tag titles are on the line. Masha Lisha, aka the militia. They call it the militia. They're Masha Lisha to me. They're taking on a team of Spitfire. I think Spitfire is going to recapture the Knockouts tag titles. How about you?
I think so too. I think it's long time, and they got rid of Lars, or Lars went to go beast. As someone said earlier, a bastard. I'm assuming that's the thing he came from, or I don't know. I don't know anything about Mr. Lars. Apologies to that man.
He's got to hang out with his best friend CM Punk.
Oh, period. Come on, look in my eyes. What do you see? I don't know. Let's go Spitfire. I think the time is gonna.
Sorry.
What?
Said, look in my eyes. What do you see? Not appearing at Slammiversary.
That's good. That's good. 10 points to Gryffindor. Yeah. Let's go with Spitfire. Let's go Spitfire.
Mike Santana versus Jake Something was added to the card. Like I said, feels like they're building Santana for something bigger, and Jake Something is a very big opponent to have to overcome. And then there's the Diener thing going on, too. We're still not done with that.
We, the fans, win, but Mike Santana is gonna pin Jake Something, which is a little bit unfortunate because I'm a fan of Jake Something, but they've been cooling on him as of late. So, and that's somebody else.
Something with them?
What?
You trying to say they need to do something with him?
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Matt Hardy versus JDC. I can see JDC getting the win here.
Me too. I think JDC is going to beat up this man. I don't like that, but I think he's going to beat up this man.
We're going to get to the meat of this in a few minutes. Rascals versus No Quarter Catch Crew. That's been made official. Looking forward to that one. Rascals beat Gallus on NXT. I can see them beating No Quarter Catch Crew.
Same. I think the Rascals go over, and I think this way afterwards, Wes has something to do on NXT, and the Rascals go by being bastards.
Well, they mentioned on NXT when it's Wentz and Wes, they will be MSK, like they were when it was Nash Carter, and that's mm-hmm. who Wentz was. And then Trey is just the odd man out. When Trey comes in, it's going to be the Rascals. I see this continuing on, and I can see them getting the win over No Quarter Catch Crew. They've got other things to do on NXT mm-hmm. when it comes to the British, the Heritage Cup. So them eating the pin, Tavian Heights, who's going to be not leaving NXT, but going to Japan shortly, mm-hmm. he can eat the pin, or Miles Bourne can eat the pin, and then we move on. Easy peasy. So I can see Rascals getting the win. World Tag Team titles on the line. That's been officially announced. System are going to take on ABC, the Ace of Bays. I think Ace of Bays are going to recapture those tag titles finally.
I am torn between ABC winning because I'm a fan, and ABC losing, and Ace finally turning on Bay.
Okay. I can see it. I could see if the system retains – the next night at the tapings, they do the turn.
Yeah, if they don't do it that night, they could do it. Yeah, I could see either or. I would like to see ABC Aces of Bay recapture it. But I think we've done the slow trickle burn. And yeah, everyone has their beef. And Motor City Machine Guns were very good for that. They'll fight and then they'll come back together. I don't know what's about to transpire, but I would like them to win. But if they don't, I think Ace Austin should turn on Chris Bay.
I'm going to say Ace of Bay's wins. And that's, again, going to play off in what we get into later. Mm-hmm. Two titles are on the line, Digital Media Championship and the International Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. It's going to be AJ Francis and PCO. I don't want PCO to win the Digital Media Championship. But also, if AJ Francis is going to come in and run down all six competitors in the main event, maybe they're going to move him up out of that.
Yeah, like, this was strange. It makes sense for the character, but it's like, what are you doing then? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? I don't want either one of you guys to have both of those championships. Let's put it like that.
PCO winning the International Heavyweight Wrestling Championship, like that.
Okay, that's fine.
It's symbolic. It makes sense. Yeah. The Montreal stuff, it makes sense. The Digital Media Championship stuff, man, AJ Francis has been really good with that stuff. And he continues to build on that. I would like to see that continue.
No, that's not a bad shout. I don't mind it. He can keep healing it up. It's been a while since we've had a heel Digital Media. Has it? Or am I bugging?
No, because Joe Hendry had it for a while. And then before that, it was Brian Myers. It's Myers?
I feel like, yeah, because before Myers, wasn't it Cardona?
Something like that. God, now I'm done. The both titles on the line thing was really, I wouldn't be surprised if they do AJ Francis wins and then he just throws the International Heavyweight Championship on PCO and says, I don't want this trash.
Oh yeah, I can see him doing that.
Kenny King.
I can see him doing some jerk shit, jerk stuff like that. Sorry.
Kenny King was also there. Remember that whole thing with Impact 1000 and Tommy Dreamer and the title? I was there for that.
You know, I'm going to tell you guys, I'd be in the treehouse too much. I forgot about that.
I get it. But yeah, I could see it being AJ Francis, you know, wins the match and then gives that old ratty title. PCO gets that extra Montreal heat on top of himself.
That's exactly how he would say it too. That's exactly how he would say it. Get this rinky dink.
Bought it for $200. It's all yours. It's your trash now. Or they'll do a title change at the pay-per-view and then win it back Montreal the next night on tapings.
Okay, work. I could see that too.
X Division Championship match, Mustafa Ali against Mike Bailey, Mr. Speedball himself. This is the one match where I really want to see Speedball get the win. But how much more can you do with Mustafa Ali? You can do more, but other than having him cash in option C, what else is there for him?
Playing from behind like a crappy politician. This is a rigged match. I want a recount. I want to re-wrestle cages. Nobody's allowed. I want all the security because it's not fair. He don't have any shoes on. His feet were slippery. I couldn't even do it. I could see that. I think if you're going to do it, Montreal is the place. The booze that Ali is going to get regardless, I think just go with the popular decision right here. However, I could see you also, I'm Ali, and I'm here to cheat.
It's like I said, Ali retaining and keeping that title until November, yeah, that would do some stuff.
Oh, yeah, during the please.
Yeah, yeah. I know tonight is the worst night to talk about that, but I could see it. He should show up with tape on his ear. Anyway, Knockouts world title on the line.
Listen, if I don't laugh, it hurts. He can make that joke. He's Canadian.
I'm Canadian. It's fine. They wrote a whole song about it. TNA Knockouts World Championship. Jordan Grace defends against Ash by Elegance. Yeah, I already told you I think Jordan Grace is going to retain, and then we're going to have another match out of this. I have nothing else to add. How about you?
I think Rosemary is going to eat George Iceman and spit him out, and this is the day she's going to spit him out.
Damn, bones or shivs, what are we gonna have?
Bone storm.
Buy me bone storm or go to hell.
Bone storm or death. That's gonna be Iceman.
Yeah, ringside personal ringside cuck. That's
listen, sometimes I like to watch, man.
He's gonna watch his own demise. Yeah, I think Jordan's just gonna retain the TNA World Championship six-way elimination match. There will be six men, there will be five pinfalls, there will be eliminations. It's going to be a long match, but I look forward to it. Josh Alexander, Frankie Kazarian, Nick Nemeth, Joe Hendry, Steve Macklin, and the TNA World Champion, Moose. Cresta, I want your thoughts first.
Looking at the people in this match, there isn't anyone in particular that I'm like, this person has the upper hand. Alexander is always tried and true. Steve Macklin has put in his time and his work, and he's shown that he's really the one. Frankie Kazarian, not for nothing. Unk, sit down. You're not winning. Sorry, unless you cheat. Joe Hendry, to me, is a very obvious choice. So is Nick Nemeth. Moose retaining, honestly, out of this group right here, makes the most sense. Because you're going to wait until Josh Alexander hits the C4 spike, Steve Macklin hits the KIA, Frankie Kazarian will go on a chicken wing on someone, or Joe Hendry's going to go for the standing ovation, and you're going to get the knick-knack, and you're going to spear whoever is on the receiving end of that. And then you're going to get the pin. Because the system works, and you're a cheater. And JDC is not anywhere to be seen at this point. So, unfortunately, if I'm using my brain, my noodle, I'm saying Moose retains. In my hardest of hearts, I want Joe Hendry to win. In my hardest of hearts. But I think Moose retains, unless you pull the trigger on Nemeth, and I don't know if they're going to do that.
It's so funny to me that this is a tale of two storylines. It is a story of, if you're a WWE fan who's just watching TNA, or an NXT fan just watching TNA, you're seeing Joe Hendry and you're like, oh, he's got to be the guy. If you're a TNA fan and you're a Joe Hendry fan, you're thinking he's got to be the guy. They've really built him in the last week. You've seen the rise. He's been literally everywhere. You can pull the trigger and have that moment, and it's a big moment and people will love it. Or you can deny the moment and continue working with what you've been doing, and that is the build of Moose, who has been undefeated in singles competition for 2 years, is the TNA champion, and whoever wins that title needs to be made from him. Moose retaining makes the sense in the way I just went through this card. Everybody else in the system loses except Moose and JDC. And then Moose gets to say, JDC, you're the only winner here. Everyone else is a failure. You all lost your titles. You all did me dirty. Nobody's like, the system failed, but JDC didn't. So he brings him in, and you can start a riff, or you can start something of the next chapter of the system. I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. I don't, for anyone saying, you know, AJ Styles or anything like that, I don't think AJ's coming in to work.
AJ Styles is never coming back, no matter how many seance circles and how many Styles clashes you do. He's not coming back. Pack it up.
AJ Styles is more likely going to be inducted to the TNA Hall of Fame. That is something that I can say comfortably. I don't expect a match from AJ. I get it. He just went to Japan. He did things, but like, the TNA crossover has been NXT. It has been NXT, not WWE.
Part of me wants to double down on that, but the other part of me is like, listen, when you first started watching wrestling, CM Punk said, I'm never going back to WWE. And every Monday, look in my eyes, what do I see? CM Punk on my TV. So, I mean, and from what I understand, and I don't think AJ's ever coming back, but, you know, it's wrestling. Stranger things have happened. You know, I thought Vince McMahon was going to run WWE till the day I died. And so, you know, stranger things have happened.
Thing about that is CM Punk has nowhere else to go for the money he commands. So that's where that argument goes down. AJ Styles would have to do something incredibly stupid and get fired from his multi-year, very well-paid deal for him to consider TNA. And that's after AEW would inevitably scoop him up instead.
Oh, bro, all of his friends are like, friend.
Oh, you were in Bullet Club? So was I. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like if you do AJ, it's going to be a big TNA Hall of Fame induction, because he was TNA when this whole thing started. That being said, if Moose wins, man, we are on the Mike Santana train. That is, we're on the train. Yeah, choo-choo, Barriqua style, we're going. We're on the way. We're taking the 7. We're going, okay?
It would be the 4, Joel, to the Bronx.
You're right, it'd be the 4 to the Bronx. Yeah.
I had to let that sit for a minute. I was like, damn, you're not from here, so it's fine.
I forgot. Okay, fine. You're right. We're not going to Bayside. I forgot. My bad.
You won't even take the stuff in the Bayside.
No, you just sorry. Take it to Queens. Take it to Queens. My God.
Listen, I'm not going to listen. You don't know anything about American geography, just like I know nothing about Canada.
I know about American geography. What are you talking about? Damn it.
You don't take the 7 to Bayside, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I realized that. I meant to Queens. God damn it.
We love you, Joel Pearl. This is not a geography test.
I hate you all. I'm going to Montreal. I'll be at Slammiversary. If you're going to be there, say hi. If you're talented and you're listening and you want to do an interview, hit me up on the socials, at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. We'll talk. Press the star, what you got going on?
Well, tomorrow, your girl's going to be on True Hill Heat. We're going to be talking about the preview to Slammiversary, which I honestly thought was tomorrow. That's because TNA used to do their pay-per-views on Friday. So, yeah, I'm going to be on True Hill Heat tomorrow. And then on Saturday, I will be here with Joel, maybe Steven Jensen for sure. We're going to be covering all things from Slammiversary. I will not be on the Collision post show. So, Rick, you better show up to work. No.
The little Iridian show.
Iridian's going to be like, it's me, guys. And besides that, you can catch me on my personal Crest the Star at twitch.tv or Crest the Star on TikTok. Every Wednesday, I go over AEW. We watch it together. We have a hoot and nanny, and sometimes Mondays and Fridays. If that was a lot, Twitter X or whatever it's calling itself, Crest the Star, like Megan Thee Stallion. There's a link tree in my bio. Find all of the stuff there. Joel Pearl, where can they find you?
Jordan Grace just retweeted my, I'm sorry, did Jordan Grace call Iceman a personal ringside cuck? And her reply was, quote, I call it as I see it.
I mean,
she's right.
It is what it is. I mean, you like to watch.
Well, I don't. The Iceman likes to. Anyway. Like I said, I'll be in Montreal. I will hope to be on the post show on Saturday. We will be live here on youtube.com/Fightful. It'll be Crest of Star, Steven Jensen. Hopefully myself will be talking about the show. If there's big, big news, you know, Sean Ross Sapp will come and join us at the top. So be prepared for that. I go in the weeds with Jeremy Lambert every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you're listening to us live or you're watching us Friday, I'm not going to be there, but SB3 will be filling in the aforementioned SB3 from True Heel Heat. He always plays substitute teacher for In the Weeds when one of us can't make it, and Ben Bishop, not the hockey player, the wrestler, will be joining us, well, SB3 and Jeremy, live tomorrow on In the Weeds. That's from 10 a.m. Eastern until noon on our sister channel, Fightful Overbooked. Until then, for Cresta, I am Atrel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-A-R-L. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, enjoy Slammiversary. We'll see you after the show. See you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.